In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Hello, my name is Paddy Caldas. Actually, today we are going to speak about our service, the evangelism service. So let's start, please, by asking a question. I think every one of us has to ask himself this question and has to be very much sure of his answer. Is it correct or not? Actually, we see that a lot of people are very much interested in the evangelism service, and we can see that the number of people attending the course of evangelism are also in increase. So in the beginning of our third course, we have to be sure of our target. So I'm asking every one of you now, why you are here and what are your expectations? And excuse me, I have to listen from answers for you. So any volunteer, why you are here and what are your expectations? Why you are here and what are your expectations in this course? Sharif, fadah. You need to learn more how to evangelize. Okay, so you are here to learn how to evangelize. Okay, any other volunteer? Thirsty to serve God. Okay. And what are your expectations from this course? To be more professional in delivering his words. Okay. Any other volunteer? Please. Yes. To learn more about evangelism. Okay. What do you think about traveling? Yeah, Rami, please go ahead. All we speak the same language. Very good. Okay. Ervat, please. God created us for a purpose and we are searching for this purpose in the service. Okay. No, but what about the evangelism service and this course? Is there anyone thinking about traveling? Is there anyone has the potential to travel? I hear that a lot of people came here to travel and to take this experience. So I want to listen from you. To wrap up, he said that he is working as a tour guide and he meets every day a lot of people asking for God and about God. And he has a chance to deliver the word of God, not even by traveling, but even by working here in Egypt. So he came to learn more about how to can deliver the word of God. Am I correct? Very good. Okay. Who from you would like to travel abroad in our places of services? Why you want to travel? I think you traveled before. You didn't travel before. I know Taman, they traveled before. But I just want to know why you want to travel again. What did you see in your travel, in your service, that make you want to make this service again? Please, Sherry. In only one country? Two countries. Bessie. So they discovered that there is people are very thirsty to learn the word of God, and they see that they can do this. And the other opinion is traveling and serving abroad is a life-changing experience. And let me agree with this word and this expression, because it's true, it's a life-changing experience. I know almost the majority of the people who travel in the evangelism service and who serve, and I can declare that almost all the people are 100% changed after the service. Maybe it's like helping ourselves before helping others. So, Tadran.
We saw God in people whom we thought nothing would work, and we saw God working in them.
They saw God working in the people. Okay. So, I can see that almost all of us came here to learn how to evangelize. And their expectation is to learn how to deliver the word of God. I'm correct? Okay. But do you see that this is the only way? I mean, after learning the word of God, after learning how to deliver it, how we can make this happen? Let's go and see exactly what is our evangelism service. First of all, it's not only about what I want or what I can expect. It's not only about what the people say or what I will learn. It's a big system. God created it. And let me share with you this verse. In whom all the building fitly framed together growth. Let's stress about every word. In whom? In Jesus. All the building fitly framed together. So it's a big system, a big picture. We have to know all about the big picture. Why? To grow. If any one of us didn't take care about single detail, maybe he can lose a lot. Because this experience, the service, is a life-changing experience. It's totally different about any other services. So, our evangelism services is, it is a part of St. Abraham's service in St. Mark Church, and our target is the salvation of the spirits and how to engage people to Christ on the foundation of the Orthodox faith. This is our evangelism services. We are making this to deliver the word of God and to engage people to Christ on the foundation of our Orthodox faith. This is our main target, our vision. Okay. Let's assume that you learned how to deliver the word of God. How do you think we can serve in the evangelism service? And please, I want answers from this side. Please. Where? These countries. Social services like... And you think that you will learn this here? Okay, so you are thinking that here you will learn how to evangelize and you will go there to make developmental projects like medical projects, correct? Okay, any other answers? Sorry? Pray to God. Okay. Is that this? We have to live it. Okay, let me describe our service more. As we said, it's a system, a big system. We are working in it. We are serving in it. And now I will try to explain more about the service. How we can serve, who can serve, and where we can serve. We have five main areas of service. Sudan, Africa, Asia, support services, and the website. For Africa, we have now 8 countries. Our service already working in them. We have Côte d'Ivoire, we have Namibia, South Africa, Ethiopia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and Burundi. These are places in which we can serve in Africa. If you go for Asia, we have 2 countries, Hong Kong and Philippines. And we have the support services. Let me tell you exactly what we did in our previous travel. For example, in South Africa we go and we made conferences for the youth and for the kids. And also we make courses for a servant preparation. That was for South Africa. In Namibia, they make pure evangelism services. They go to some tribes Those tribes are exactly like you see them in the Discovery Channel. They didn't put anything on their any clothes. They go and they deliver the word of God to them. In other places, like Zimbabwe, we go and they deliver the word of God by making a servant's preparation course. It's not only one person who did so, but it's a big team. Big team went to South Africa, a team went to Namibia, a team went to Zimbabwe. And all of us have one target, which we said at the beginning, is to engage people to Christ. And now I'm asking you, how you can help in this service? I'm clear, or am I clear? I'm just asking how you can help in this service. I'm trying to open for you the doors to help. We have the support services here, because when traveling abroad, we have to have some people here supporting us by idea, by materials, by praying, by a lot of things. We cannot do everything there while we are serving. We have to prepare ourselves from here. And this is the role of our support services. They are located mainly here, giving the support to all the teams traveling all over the world. The first team of them are the HR. This HR team is thinking about three major things: recruit, retain, and develop. He's trying to recruit people who wants to serve. So he is the team responsible for receiving every claim or every form you want. For example, if you want to help in this service, you have to go to the HR team and to present yourself that I want to serve in this team. This team will get all the documentation and can see, for example, Sharif is working as an IT engineer and he is free to travel, for example, in the month of December. And he can see all the countries and all the places we are serving. We need an engineer, an IT engineer, who is giving, for example, a course of Microsoft in the month of December in Zimbabwe, for example. So he has to allocate the needs of the countries with what we offer here. And then he can make a development for the people. For example, if we are going to travel for any country, he will go and give us all the information needed, all the materials needed, how we can talk, how we can speak to the people, what are the previous experience. He's responsible for that, to give us the support needed to travel, to be able to travel. And then, of course, to retain the services, retain the servants, and give them the ability to continue their service. Our second team is the marketing team. The marketing team has mainly three roles. He's making marketing and publicity for our service in the countries in which we are serving. And he is making marketing and publicity for the Coptic Orthodox Church abroad. And he is making marketing and publicity to our services itself. For example, if we are going to South Africa, they will make marketing to the conference in which we are making in South Africa. And they can go and to market our evangelism service in Europe and United States. Also, they are making the marketing research needed, because if we are going to explore or entering a new country, we have to know more about this country. So their role is to study well, make the marketing research, search what is the best approach to enter and speak with these people, what are their culture, what are their tradition. They make analysis and studies about this country to be able to let the team traveling there to study well and to succeed in his mission. We have the programs team. The programs team is a team responsible for make any tolerated program. What do I mean by that? For example, in Zimbabwe, we want to make a service preparation course. Of course, we cannot take any service preparation course from here as it is and go and make it there. We have to make some toleration about this. The people, the spiritual level of the people there are not here. So we have to make some program. Also, we are not speaking about spiritual level only. We are giving them soft skills, we are giving them computers, we are giving them a lot about culture, about the society. We want to make a real change. I remember the word of Amba Tomas when we were in Annapurna. He said that we have to make a social difference in their life. So to make this, we have to have a program. Who is responsible to make this program? It's the programs team. And you can say, you can take this program about anything. For example, if we want to educate some people to be as a medical representative, for example, I mean by medical representative, who was someone who go to the any tribe and describe to them the basics of the health, how we can wash your hands, how you can speak, everything like this, the basics. From where we can get this program? They can go to the programs team, and this programs team has to make a ready program to them to teach the people there. Did you get the idea how exactly the programs team can help? After that, we have the purchasing team. We are traveling in 8 countries in Africa and 2 countries in Asia and 1 in Sudan, because it's the only Arabic-speaking country in our evangelism service. So we are buying a lot of things. I remember the first time, and every time we travel, we take a very, very big bag in which we don't have anything belongs to us. All these belongings are to the service. And we have only a small bag to put our belongings. So who is responsible to buy all of this? To buy Bibles, to buy anything, any tool we need in the service in all over the world. This is the purchasing team. The documentation team. After every travel, after every service, we have to get back with our information. We have to get what we learned. Why? To build on it. We are building on ourselves. For example, the team went to South Africa. He wrote a report. He said that we saw this. The people are very much interested in that. We already gave them this part. They were missing this part. Everything happened to this country or this service, it has to be documented and archived, so that anyone who can traveling again build on the previous experience we did and give recommendation, of course. After that, the translation team. You know that almost all of us has prepared himself in Arabic. You know very much the Arabic. We took the service preparation course in Arabic. But to deliver this in English is very difficult. To deliver this in French is very difficult. So we need a translation team, and he has a very, very big role. Because as you heard, that the people are very much thirsty to the Word of God. Believe me, if they see any paper in which it's written any spiritual thing, they want to read it. They want to know what exactly is written in this paper. So as much as you can help us in the translation, we can deliver more information. We can deliver more the Word of God. After that, we have the financial team. As you see, that service is operating in a lot of countries, and we have some supporting services from here. So all of this has to have a financial system controlling all of this. Someone who has to know the money in and money out, what exactly you spend here, what exactly we have to spend to make a budget for this country. This is the role of the financial team. After that, the legal team. And of course, you know that working in this country is not so easy. We are working in Africa, filled with a lot of corruption. For example, you can go and buy a church, which is very easy. But after that, you discover that this church and the contract you made is not correct. It's happened. So we have to have a legal team giving us the advices. What exactly we have to know, how we can deal in this country, what are the major problems, what are the laws. Because some countries, evangelism in those countries are not allowed, so we have to stop it from the beginning, or we have to find a way. After that, we have the development team. As you said, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but as you said, we can make some developmental projects. We have to make real change in their life. How do I make developmental project, a medical project, an educational project? So we have this committee to give the consultancy to anyone who is going to make any project in this country. How to make it, how we can study, who can help us in this project, what are the donor agencies in this, what are the main basic needs of this area, how we can discover that, give us the statistics needed, to be 100% sure that this project will succeed. We have also the spiritual team, which is one of the most important teams we have. In this team, we are trying to make the spiritual content we are delivering to everyone we speak with. If we are going to South Africa, we are trying to make a conference. What exactly we say in this conference? The preparation, the documentation needed in this conference. Everything has to be prepared by the spiritual team. And of course, they have to be very much well educated in the part of spiritual to make a team capable to deliver the word of God there. We have also the sports team. You know, in Africa, the people are very much interested in sports. I remember when I was in Burundi, on Saturday and Sunday, all the country are playing sports in the morning. They love sports very much. And we have here in St. Mark a sports team. His mission is to deliver the word of God using the sports. Making a game, and after making this game, giving the reflection on this game. And believe me, I see myself people changing by a game. Because maybe they cannot understand, they cannot feel the word. But when they play this game and they see themselves in this game, which is a reflection of a real message we have to deliver, they understand it well. Also, the sports team is not only doing this, but also making entertainment for the people, to make them engage more to our servants. And the sports make some intimacy in the relation between us and the people we are serving. After that, we have the fundraising team. The fundraising team is responsible to raise funds for the service. We are operating, as we said, in 8 countries in Africa, 2 countries in Asia, and 1 country, which is Sudan, and the support services, from where we can get fund for all of this. Of course, we cannot pay money for everyone, but we can generate ideas to get money or to cover our expenses. So only by ideas. Actually, the human resources are resources. We can use them. Although, for example, get a driver, we can use one of us. This is an idea. It's an idea, but also we can, if you speak about the fundraising, we can make an NGO, for example, to get donation from other NGOs to make the project, although to pay by ourselves. We can make, for example, a CD on which we have some songs, spiritual songs, and sell it. And these funds come to the service. A lot of ideas can be done through the fundraising team to get funding for the service. We have also the publication team. The publication team is responsible for make any publication. When we are going to any of our places, we make brochures, we make flyers, we make a lot of things, we make posters. And the visual aids are very much helpful for us to deliver our message. And also they have to be very creative. So the publication team is the team responsible for making those publications and present them in the places we are serving. Lastly, we have the planning team. We are serving now. And if you want to open a new country, or to make exploration in a new country, what exactly the steps we have to make? What exactly the steps we have to see or to take care about them, how we can make it, who to address, who can help us. Even if we are thinking about our service now, what is the next step? How we can help ourselves, how we can help the people we are serving. This is the role of the planning team, is trying to have a strategic view, how we can serve, how to improve our service, how to explore. I don't know if I make you, I explain myself well about the teams we have in which you can serve or not. Okay. After that, we have our fifth area, which is the website. This website is under construction. His name, as you see, is thetwofish.com. This website is very useful because some people cannot travel. But also, even you cannot travel, while you are sitting here in Egypt, you can communicate with anyone abroad in China, Mexico, whatever country, and speak to him about God. Make a personal relation with him through this site. Also, putting all that information and materials we need on this site can help anyone working in the field in Africa or Asia by getting the materials he needs. Maybe we don't have the time to check and to send to Egypt to get the answer. We have to have a quick answer, a quick response. We can check this website. It's very, very much useful for us. Now I'm asking you, after what I said, we are serving in this country and we have the supporting service. Where exactly do you think you can serve in the evangelism service? I speak a lot, I want to listen answers. Where you can serve in the evangelism service? I do not mean which area. I mean where. Do you think you have to travel? Have to be here?
Sherry?
Everywhere. Actually, it's anywhere. You can serve anywhere. You are here in Egypt, you can serve. You are at work, you can serve. You are in Africa, you can serve. You are in a mission with your work. In Asia, you can serve. You are at home, you can serve. You are in the church, you can serve. You are in the street, you can serve. You are in the street in another country, you can serve. The evangelism service, as we learn about the evangelistic lifestyle, we can serve everywhere, anywhere. When we can serve? Sorry? Now? Anytime. How? Do anyone can see that there is a suitable time for the service of evangelism? Actually, we can serve anytime. In the night, you can serve. In the morning, you can serve. At home, you can serve. If you have 1 hour, you can serve. If you have 1 week, you can serve. If you have the rest of your life, you can serve. If you have only 1 minute, you can serve. You can serve at any time. And believe me, if you serve and you help for every 1 minute, you will be blessed a lot. And this 1 minute will affect our service more than you can imagine. We try this. The prayers here, if we sit for 2 or 3 minutes and pray for a people or a team traveling and serving, this prayer affects their service for 2 or 3 minutes. If we take 2 or 3 minutes and write an email to anyone who is traveling, it affects them. If you send an email with a word of God, one verse, to anyone who is seeking to learn the word of God, it affects his life. And a lot of people were changed by a verse. Only one verse. We can serve anytime. Now, a very important question. Who? Or what are the qualifications of the people who can serve? We have to answer this question very well. What are the qualifications of the people or the one who can serve in the evangelism service? Please, let's share. Anyone who loves God? Please. Anyone who has a desire to serve. But you know, sometimes you can find a student in the university who don't have time. You can find a working mother after finishing her work, she go to her home and she has to prepare a lot of things. You can find a retired man and he see that he cannot do more in his life. What do you think? What are the qualifications of the people? Sorry? Dedication? So if someone has no time to dedicate it for the service, just 1 minute. Yeah, I agree with you all. Everyone can serve. Whatever is your situation, you can serve. Whatever is your situation, you can serve. Whatever you have, you can serve. Whatever you are afraid of, you can serve. Because you can serve at anywhere, you can serve at any time. You have to take the decision. If you want to serve, just say it, I want to serve. We have our five main areas. We have Africa, if you want to travel anytime for 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, the rest of your life, it's available. If you don't have this time to travel, you cannot do it. But you have a time here, you can do it, you can serve. You can join any of our support services and to support our people serving abroad. It's your decision. Finally, I want to remember you about this verse. The last part in St. Mark, I will read it in Arabic. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ اِذْهَبُوا إِلَى الْعَالَمْ أَجْمَعَ وَكْرِزُوا بِالْإِنْجِيلِ لِلْخَلِيقَ كُلِّهَا مَنْ آمَدَ وَعْتَمَدْ خَلُصْ وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ يَدًا. وهذه الآيات تتبع المؤمنين يخرجون الشياطين باسمي ويتكلمون بألسنة جديدة يحملون حياة وإن شربوا شيئا مميتا لا يضرهم ويضعون أيديهم على المرضى فيبرؤون. That was the last message Jesus gave to his disciples in the last verse in St. Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark. That was his last order or request from them, to go and to evangelize, to deliver the word of God, to deliver the gospel to everyone. And I believe that the signs he said will accompany us, and we see all of them. I see by myself, and everyone who travel abroad see that God is supporting his name and supporting his service. People are changing, miracles are done, life are changed. All what we can ask you now to do is to take a decision. If you want to serve, you are welcome at any time, anywhere, whatever you are. And thank you. Okay, this is a very important question, how we can practically join those services. So as we said, we have five main areas. And as I described, the team who is opening the door is the HR team. The responsible for the HR team is Shahir Abdul Noor. Okay? Just you go to her and ask her to help. Ask her where exactly you want to help. Someone wants to travel, but you know, travel is not always flexible. Someone has a talent, for example, in making design. He can go to the publication team. Someone is working in the marketing. He wants to join the marketing team. We have a lot of diversity for a lot of qualification. Just take the decision and you can find your place.
Thank you, Fadi, for this very good presentation. I think it's important for everybody to know the structure of our service up to this moment. And you may put yourself under any of these titles, whether you plan to travel, as Fadi said, or you just plan to serve with the support groups or with the site. You can address yourself anywhere. I will give you some announcements before proceeding. Kindly be informed that there will be a retreat in Anafora starting November 12th. For 2 nights, 3 days. You all supposed to come. This retreat will be in Arabic, actually, because maybe hundreds will attend, and many of our bishops, Amba Sarabion from California, Amba Angelus Stevenage, Amba Antonius Morus Africa, Amba Surial, Melbourne and New York will share. So we have many bishops. The lectures will be in Arabic in the retreat, but there should be some English translation for the online members of the team. So I wish all of you reservation will start next Sunday. Cost is 200 per person and 170 for a school or college student. An amount of £20 will be deducted if you will not be coming by bus. Okay. Many of you, they find some trouble or some يعني difficulty making the homework. So Dr. Ines will help us how to work with the homework. Okay, تفضل يا إيناس. By the way, with the end of the second lecture, you will have this CD for this week. Please go through this CD. It's the lectures on the book of Acts, because you know this is the most important book of our service, the book of Acts, and also many sermons on Saint Peter as an evangelist. These all are in Arabic, not yet translated, but I think it's a very good material. You can listen to these sermons all through the course, the coming course.
Okay, hello everybody. Many people were wondering about the homework, especially those who come here for the first time for the Evangelism 3. And how many of us did not come last time? Okay. The homework, so I'll just have to say what the homework was, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. So those who were here last time, I hope you can help me with your ideas. I assume that all of you did it, all of those who were here, yeah. It was from the book of St. Luke, 10 to 12, and we were supposed to think, to read, of course, those passages, and to think and find out what are the characteristics of an evangelist, of our Lord Jesus as an evangelist. And we had a clue to help us with the homework, that there is a horizontal and a vertical relationship going on. The vertical relationship is between the evangelist and God, and the horizontal is between the evangelist and all other people. So, let me start by asking those who did it, do you have any ideas about the characteristics of our Lord Jesus as an evangelist from what you read? If anyone would like to share, would be great. Yes, please. Would you like to raise your voice, Shreya? Shannas Tisma? He cared, thank you very much. The evangelist cares for details. Our Lord Jesus teaches us this. Okay, for time's purpose, if we look together at St. Luke, chapter 10, you will see that this is where our Lord Jesus sends out the 72 disciples. And he sent them out two by two to evangelize. So, if we want to think, for instance, if we start by reading, I will just go like step by step if we are doing the homework. What we're doing is that reading the passage. As we're reading, we're trying to think what are the characteristics that we can find from what we're reading of an evangelist. And if we want to make it a bit easier for ourselves, if the vertical and horizontal is a good idea, go for it. If not, you can do whatever you wish. Yani, this is just a clue, because some people said either I understood the homework but ma fahmtish eh horizontal or vertical. But the idea is that as you are an evangelist, you have two main relationships to worry about: your relationship with our Lord and your relationship with the others. And this is why all through those three chapters you will find examples of our Lord in both instances. So for instance, caring for details about the service itself is a characteristic of the evangelist on a horizontal level with other people, cares about details. Okay, if you look at the first part, you will find that our Lord gave responsibilities to others. He could see those people, spotting out people who you can rely on and give responsibilities is another horizontal feature. Okay, how about when you start getting As you go along in St. Luke, there is this part when they came back with joy, the disciples. It says here, the 72 returned, it's 17. The 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And then he said, no, this is not what you have to be joyful with. Your joy should come. You should rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And at this point, so the evangelist should be humble. At the same time, straight away afterwards, what did our Lord do? He was full of joy himself. So what did he do? He prayed. He prayed. This is a vertical relationship of the evangelist with our Lord. Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ is God. But this is how he showed us this vertical relationship of the evangelist. He showed them what to do, and he did it in front of them. Because as he was full of joy, like they were full of joy, so instead of being full of joy and then being proud that he sent those 72 and they did wonderful things, he was in prayer and praising the Lord and in gratitude, giving thanks to the Lord. So, this is just about how we look at our passages that we are given. And one thing I just want to share with you is that while you're doing this and sort of analyzing this, before you do that, I'm sure you all do it, give a little prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you. Because at this point, you have an abundance of ideas. And we have seen that, of course, with lots of homeworks that have been done before. Thank you very much. Sure. Well, it again, we have some clues, but whichever way you see you are comfortable with and that helps you more, get deeper the ideas that are there in those verses, you go ahead and do them.
Thank you very much.